Somebody said something about if I wanted to share about Honduras, I don't know what to share. I'm very thankful for safe travels, and I didn't have to hitchhike. Or I tried hitchhiking one time while I was there, but you know what they call hitchhiking in Honduras? Walking. Okay. Anyway, it was a blessing, and we got some of Daniel's house built. It was went slower than we thought. Between trying to deal with makeshift tools and makeshift mud and makeshift block different stuff than we're used to working with, and then there was some sickness also. We didn't quite get as much done as we were hoping, but okay, here we go. Somebody asked me what I was going to talk about, and I told them, and they said, that's what you talked about last time. And I was like, really? And I tried thinking about it, and I was like, what did I talk about last time? And I was like, oh, I did talk about that last time. And I was like, oh, no, wait, that wasn't even last time. That was one time before that. So I guess it's a common theme in my... When I think about what's on my heart and what can I share with people, apparently it's very common there's this thing that I guess I'm thinking about a lot or going through a lot or something, or at least something similar has to do with being patient. Maybe that's just something I'm having to work on a lot in my life. And figure out myself, and so I just think about it a lot. But one time, I don't know if you guys remember. One time, I've shared a story, or it wasn't really a story; it was an idea for a story about a little girl called Faith, Little Faith, and she wanted melons, and so her mama taught her about planting seeds, and she worked. Anyway, the big part of the story was how that every day she goes out expecting melons, and there's just very little fruit, and it just takes a long time. And so it was about being patient, but that eventually fruit comes. And then I think, oh, I didn't tell you guys about this story, because this one's supposed to be I'd like to actually share the story with you, but it's another children's story that I thought of. And it basically has to do with being told no, and how you respond when you're told no, because God tells us no sometimes, but as a parent, maybe I have shared this as a parent, and I think God relates to this one. Depending how it can affect your as a child, it can affect your parents how you respond when they tell you no. Sorry if I guess I've already shared this, but sometimes my children can respond so graciously to being told no, it about changes my mind. I'm like, wow, maybe I should reconsider this. They handle that really well. And then if I tell my child no about something and they respond really poorly, it like makes me think like, okay, good, I'm glad I said no, or that's why I said no. Anyway, so this. Apparently, this thing I deal with is being told no or not seeing fruit or whatever. And I guess the thing I thought about it, and specifically the thing I want to talk about is sometimes there is no fruit. Sometimes the yes doesn't come. And I want to do this in the face. So I have another idea for a children's story. You guys ever heard of Unhandy Andy? It's a story about a little boy. I don't even know the story, but Unhandy Andy, what a bad name. Anyway, this would be something like a story called Unlucky Andy. We don't like that word luck, but he's just a good little boy who does right, and there'd be like a series of stories about this boy named Andy, and he always does right. And the neat thing about these stories is, I don't know if you guys know this, but in most children's stories, things always end up working out. Everything ends up working out okay. Like this, you get a boy goes to school and he gets bullied, and then some wise person tells him, "Oh, be nice to the bully," and he doesn't want to, but he does it anyway. And then he ends up winning the bully's heart, and they become best friends. That's how the stories always end. You do right, and it works out good for you. Anyway, this would be a series of stories about a boy named Andy, and he does right, and it doesn't work out good. At the end, somebody else gets the credit. He gets falsely accused of something. But he just does right. And in one of the stories, somebody says, "Boy, Andy, you're about the unluckiest boy I know." And Andy says, "Well, luckily, I don't believe in luck." And that's that's the thing about that. So this is kind of talking about that. We need to be. I just want people to know. I guess maybe we already do know, but maybe just remind us like that. We didn't. There's this real common thing out there. It's just advantageous to serve God. Things are going to go well for you. And in the Old Testament, I think that was true. I think there was promises like that. When people were faithful to God, their crops were going to do well. Their enemies were going to leave them alone. And we see that when people's ways please the Lord, their enemies were at peace with them. The weather was good. Like everything, they got rich. Their animals didn't die. Everything was real good. And now, in this new covenant, it's not like that. We have something else to look forward to. What is this? Romans? 1 Corinthians 15:19 says, "In this life only we have hope in Christ. We are of all men most miserable." So if we think that we're going to get the thing we're hoping for is going to come in this life, Christians would be the most miserable of people, because it's not the case. When we do the things that God wants us to do, that Jesus taught us that God wants us to do, we're not hoping for benefits in this life. We're hoping the benefits in the life to come. This is talking about if Christ be not risen from the dead, but he is risen from the dead, which means we have hope of. We have hope of other benefits that are not in this life, that are in the future or in invisible places in our own lives. Romans 6. "What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death? Therefore we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin." Now this is talking specifically about sin. We're dead to sin, but I think it applies, and I want to apply this to just being dead to self. I think there's a couple of elements, different aspects of serving God. One of them is quit sinning. That's really basic. Don't sin. Don't lie. Don't steal. Don't be mean. Don't murder. But then there's this other thing of just don't be selfish. Don't want things that aren't like quite as clear sins against other people. But God's trying to teach us, don't love this world. Don't love yourself. Don't love pleasure. And we need to be dead in that way. And that's what we were. That's what we were baptized into, not just being dead to sin, but being dead to self. A reminder to those of us that decided to be baptized into his body, and a message to those who are not yet baptized into his body. Supposedly that's what we're baptized into, death. That's what we're looking, that's what we're signing up for. Death. And Now there's hope of life. You know, we sign up for death in this life so that we can have beautiful invisible fruits now, but eternal life and peace with God. So anyway, it's not advantageous in this life to follow Jesus. We have to do it because it's right. We have to do it because we love doing what's right. There should be something within a man's within a person's heart that just says that's the way. Turning the other cheek, going the extra mile, giving to other people. That's beautiful. And that's what I want. I don't want stuff, and I don't want recognition. I want to be pleasing to God. There comes a place, should hopefully come a place where we see the beauty and desire to that's the strong way. That's the way of real strength. That's the way of real nobility. Those are noble, the noble way. Anyway, recognizing within ourselves these desires for recognition and putting them away, like the song says, though no one join me, just a determination to do what's right because it's right, because what we want is for God to be pleased with us no matter what the temporary consequences are. Though we get no recognition, though others might get recognition and we don't, though we get falsely accused and have a bad reputation, we just need to be humble and patient and resolute and have peace and joy in this death that we try to live out. We need to be dead to our desire for recognition, dead to our concern for what people think of us, satisfied with knowing, with the joy of the Lord, that God has joy when He sees us. if we prepare our soil the way Jesus taught us to prepare our soil, and faithfully husband our soil and our crop that's coming forth from His seed, it will bear fruit in this life, guaranteed. You're gonna become more patient. You're gonna have more peace, and the list of the beautiful fruits of the Spirit. It's for sure gonna happen. And it will prepare the way for others. If you were in public school, like the story, and there was a kid bullying you, he was being mean to you, and you show up and give him treats, give him nice gifts. This is the thing I want to share. That's just preparing the way so that that guy can repent. That guy can quit being a bully. That guy can become your friend. He can get convicted about what he's doing. It prepares the way for it. But it might not happen. People, when you give to unthankful, ungrateful people, they might get convicted and repent, but they might not. They might take advantage of you the whole rest of your life. And we just need to be determined if that's, I'm just going to do right. I'm just going to keep investing in other people, even if they despise it, even if it doesn't bear fruit. It's just what we do. We just keep getting up. We just keep building again. We just have hope that maybe. And even if it doesn't happen, somebody says, oh, you're a fool. You invested in this person. You invested in these people. You gave to them and they just took advantage of you. What good was it? Well, it was for the hope that maybe something good might still happen. And maybe something good could have happened. Anyway, we live for that hope. We invest in that hope. But fully knowing that it might not, we might just get taken advantage of. We might just dump our money and our time. It doesn't always, our investments in other people don't always work out. But that's just what we do. Well, good to see everybody. God bless you.
Yeah, I appreciate what you said, buddy. One thing that I feel that should be added is that I think what you said about, you know, giving and investing in people, not hoping for a return, I think that should not apply to us as a local brothers and sisters. I think we should expect, you know, love, and we should want our brothers and sisters to have high opinion of us. Like, we need to care about that. We need to care about what our fellow brothers and sisters in the Lord, you know, think of us, how they view us. And, you know, if someone is, you know, putting us down and stuff, you know, we need to, like, that should not be amongst brothers and sisters. I just wanted to add that, you know, like, that element. Like, I think what you said is good for, like, people outside, but inside, I think there needs to be more love among us. You know, like, there needs to be more connection there.
Welcome back, brother, buddy, and good to see you. Yeah, patience is, wow, that's patience and humility, and counting the cost. Yeah, the story you told about, what, the bully in school, and and happy ending and the thing. In the evangelical world, okay, I only worked one day last week, because there's snow. So I listened to tons and tons of sermons and things. And so we're touched on another one, which I'll talk about in 1 minute. But in the evangelical circles with the bully, so young boys bullying, or even young girls, it was a young girl, then one of the bullies in the Christian circle would beat up the bully and said, "You keep picking on that guy, you get more." And that's the happy ending in the evangelicals. It's not the Sermon on the Mount, the turning the other cheek. It's like that. Max isn't here, but Max would be a Christian aerodynamic. And we don't have any Christian biologists. Leroy could be a Christian truck driver. Darren, a Christian construction. I'm a Christian delivery driver. And this person was talking about Christian psychologist, and he said the person, Dave Hunt is his name, and Dave Hunt said Christian psychology is straight from the devil. There's no such thing as Christian psychology. The wisdom of God is in the scriptures. Gives everything is given to make us perfect and knowledgeable to be acceptable to God. But Christian psychology would be God wants you to be a success, he wants you to be wealthy, and he wants you to have healing. And that's the prosperity gospel. Money, healing, and success. Just the opposite of poor, persecution, affliction, etc. We all know that. But in the aspect of this, the war that we're in, and you alluded to the war that we're in, it just goes on it is not the right way is following Jesus in Sermon on the Mount and counting the cost and not getting into the a Christian psychology. That's the wisdom of the world is sin. There's no such thing as a Christian psychologist. What would they do to Peter and Paul and Stephen? Hey, listen, you know, you're bitter, before you get stoned, you're getting persecuted. You know, tell me your story. Lie down on the couch and we'll tell you all about it. You know, this is Christian psychology. And, you know, the names would have been Norman Vincent Peale, Robert Shula, James Dobson, etc. And Lord, help us not to be caught up in the foolishness of the world. The Lord be magnified.